This is Conor Lennon from UN News. The slow progress of achieving gender equality in the workplace is almost a joke. Lisa Kingo, head of the UN Global Compact, the world's largest corporate sustainability initiative, said in an interview with UN News. Ms. Kingo pointed to many positive moves and best practices now followed by some large corporations, but she spoke frankly about the many difficulties still encountered by working women, including recent signs of a growing backlash and resistance to gender equality. When I met Ms. Kingo, I started by asking her to outline the biggest challenges in improving gender equality.
I think the biggest challenge is that, according to the latest data from the World Economic Forum, it will take 202 years to create gender parity in the world.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, does that mean that despite all the work that you and other organizations have been doing, not enough is being done, or is this a worst case business as usual scenario?
Well, I think it's fair to say that the same number last year was 270 years. So it has actually improved. But I have to say, I think it's almost a joke that it will take the world so long to create women empowerment, particularly as we know that there is an economic upside in empowering women in the range of $28 trillion. So that would, for example, be able to finance the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. So I think there's so many good reasons at many, many levels to really work on empowering women. In the latest survey, among Global Compact's more than 10,000 company participants, the goal number 5 on gender equality is the second most popular goal. So we have 45% of all these companies stating that they are working on this topic.
And let's talk about the Women's Empowerment Principles. They've been around since 2010. Give me an idea of what kind of impacts they've made.
Well, the Women Empowerment Principles that UN Global Compact created together with UN Women have been extremely helpful in a corporate setting, because these principles are making it very clear and simple what priorities businesses can set to advance women's opportunities in the organization. So at this moment, more than 2,100 companies have signed up to the principles and are integrating them into their business strategy. And we have made a gap analysis tool that companies can use to measure their performance on the principles. And that have been used by more than 1,100 companies. So it signals that there's a group of companies that have really understood that women empowerment is an important business imperative. They are doing great work. The problem is that it's still a small group of companies, and we need to scale up and reach a tipping point for gender empowerment very soon.
And can you give me some specific actions that some companies have taken, which you can say, yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for?
So there are a couple of things the really excellent companies are doing that are paying off. It is ensuring that gender is considered in all succession plans within the company. Every time a position is posted, the companies make sure that there's an equal part of male and female candidates. There are particular mentoring arrangements for women to help them advance in the companies. So that is paying off. That is really making a difference. Another set of actions that are very positive as well is when women are offered childcare and good arrangements around maternity leave, because it can be a limitation to women when they have to pause in their careers to, of course, raise their children. And on that note as well, when companies offer maternity leave opportunities, both for the woman and the dad to the child.
Let's talk a bit about, go back to the challenges. You are discussing resistance and backlash to gender equality. Tell me a bit more about that discussion.
I have been involved in the whole gender debate for close to 30 years now. And I'm not sure that we have really moved forward in the way we had hoped. I thought at some stage that for the next generation women, we could sort of pave the way. But I don't think that, I don't see that happening. So I think we are up against some really fundamental cultural barriers to women being treated in the same way as men in having opportunities in the workplace. I think it has to do with unconscious bias in many different ways, where unconsciously people feel that men are better suited for doing certain types of jobs, for example, relating to management, relating to dealing with numbers. And I think those unconscious biases are really unfortunate, and we need to become more aware of when we are applying this kind of unconscious bias.
So where is this coming from? Is it coming from certain types of people, certain cultures, certain regions?
It's not limited to certain regions. I think it's a quite sort of ingrained part of our culture. I think that makes it even more amazing when the UN Secretary General makes it his goal to have gender parity. I think it sends such a strong signal. But still in the business community, for example, I mean, you still see only the minority of board members and also CEOs being women. So there's still a very, very long way to go. And the reason why we haven't solved this already is that it's not only one problem. It's a set of problems that are interconnected, relating to unconscious bias against women, related to expectations for women being mothers in certain cultures, and also relating to, the opportunities that women are traditionally given in a business setting. I mean, after all, it's only within the last maybe 60 years that women have actually entered the working market in the way that we see it today.
Just give me an idea of what you would see as a successful end to your mandate.
I think it would be great if all the 10,000 companies at the UN Global Compact would all sign up to the Women Empowerment Principles and really anchor the women empowerment theme as part of their business strategy. We know from many surveys and studies, not least from McKinsey, that companies that have women on their board, on their executive management team, on leadership levels, are performing better financially than companies that don't. So I think there's every reason, from a business perspective, from a global economy perspective, from a human rights perspective, to really drive the agenda of women empowerment.